As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and I am glad to be here today with you on this soggy yet again Saturday afternoon. Now, let me tell you, we desperately needed the rain, so I'm glad it's here, and I'm glad it's helping to extinguish some of those fires out there. God knows that the firefighters needed it, and God knows that everybody that had property in the path of the fire was definitely praying for it. I think all of the state of Oregon, probably all of the West Coast, has been praying for it. So I'm glad that it's here. That being said, it's really messing up my fall baseball and fall softball. So as you guys know, I run the softball program. I'm coaching a senior baseball team right now, and it's been a real struggle getting those girls and boys out there on the dirt. Supposed to have a big tournament this weekend, and it's just so darn soggy out there. I just don't know that we're going to be able to pull off the games. So I was hoping to get, you know, mid-October before we really got too nasty, but again, we needed it. We needed the rain, so I'm not going to complain too much. Man, what is happening this week? Lots of big news this week. There's a lot of news out of the state of Oregon that probably should infuriate you. I know it really, really is upsetting to me. I feel like that's all we get to talk about. You know, let's start out with some good news. So today, Franklin Graham, along with some other faith leaders, they got together in Washington, D.C., and they did a prayer march. And basically, they prayed for the nation and our leaders and the community, the citizens, and they walked through the Capitol and stopped at different sites and had different things happen and different prayer. And so a couple of us in my Dallas community thought that it'd be really good to kind of coincide with their prayer march, and we organized one of our own in Dallas, Oregon. And, you know, throughout organizing it, we were just really excited because we felt like the community needed something positive. In our community, we had this last 3 or 4 months, we've had the BLM rallies and protests, and we've had some counter protesters and some exchanges. And we're a small town, 17,000 people, but it's been some interesting times, like it has pretty much everywhere in the country with these various riots and protests that are going on. Fortunately, knock on wood, we've not had any rioting in my community, but we have had exchanges with different protesters, and that's enough in a small town. We don't want to see the lawlessness that's going on in Portland. We don't want that to spread out into our small communities. But it's kind of put this cloud over the community, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. The cloud is over the nation. It just seems like it's always dreary news. Every time we turn on the TV, flip on the radio, we're always hearing something bad. This group is fighting that group. Everything seems just so divided and so political. And so we wanted to join in with Franklin Graham, and as a community, we wanted to pray for our nation and our community. And the mission was, though, to make it so it's a very welcoming event and not political at all. And so that's the way I did my best to market it, which, you know, if you know me, you know that's difficult because I'm by nature pretty political, by nature, admittedly controversial sometimes, very conservative, very much, you know, in your face on certain subject matters, especially when it revolves around faith, family, country, our rights. And so it was kind of ironic that I was able to pull something like this off and keep politics out of it. But that's exactly what happened. I mean, I think there's an undertone. You know, if you're a Christian, I believe, if you are a true Christian, and if you truly are following God's word, if you're truly listening to Scripture and letting that guide your heart, I think that there's definitely a path you take, and there's definitely a right and a wrong choice. And I think without even saying that, we know, if you're a true Christian, I think you know what that is. I think there's a lot of Democrats out there that claim to be Christians, or a lot of Christians that are Democrats, and it doesn't matter from what angle they're looking at it, their vision is skewed. Their perspective is wrong. Their understanding of faith could not be accurate, or their understanding of the Democrat Party is inaccurate. Maybe it represented something different years ago, and it was okay. It gelled better back then, but it is so radical today, and what it means today is so different that it just doesn't fit anymore. You can't combine the two. You can't be a Christian, I don't believe, if you're a Democrat, or vice versa. Now, I'm not judging. That's not my place to judge. No, I take that back. I'm not judging. Yeah, I am judging. Okay. And I think this is something, and I could be wrong, and there's probably some Bible scholar that's going to set me straight out there. I think this is something that we've gotten confused a lot about our scripture when we interpret it, that thou shalt not judge. Yes, that's the interpretation that we know, but is that really what it meant back in the day? Did it get translated the right way? Because I'm a firm believer that man can't go through life without judging. I think it's something that we naturally come by. It's instinctive. We do it. It's a defense mechanism. It's what keeps us safe. It's what keeps our families safe, our children safe. We make our daily decisions based on our judgments, based on looking at somebody and deciding, are they a good person or not? Are they inclined to hurt me or not? Can I trust them or not? And so I just think that's a natural occurrence that all humanity has, that we all do. We do it subconsciously, maybe. We do it consciously. We do it when we walk past somebody in the grocery store. We do it when somebody, you know, comes up to pump our gas at the gas station. I just think it happens all the time. It's part of our daily decision-making process. And in a lot of ways, it's probably something that has helped keep us alive, keep us safe, kept us protected. I don't think there's anything wrong with judging. The thing where I think people are confused, I don't think we're supposed to condemn. That's not our place. Okay, God will ultimately condemn, you know. If you are a homosexual, I don't believe in that, okay? I don't share those same beliefs. I think that, you know, this is one of those areas where you can say, hey, look at the science, you know. There is a man and a woman, and at the biology just doesn't line up. It's probably not supposed to be. Doesn't mean that I don't love you. Doesn't mean that I can't be your friend. Doesn't mean that I don't like you. It doesn't mean that I'm going to write you off and forget about you or treat you unkind. Not at all. It just means that I don't share those same beliefs or values. I don't understand where you're coming from, and I personally think it's wrong. But I'm not going to treat you different as a human because of that. I'm not going to condemn you in any way because of that. Now, I might express my opinions. I might tell you, I disagree with that, and here's why. And I think sometimes people hear that and they think, how dare you judge or how dare you condemn? And the reality is it's not. What I find often is I am judged or condemned because I share differing views. And if I don't agree with somebody else lockstep, it's usually somebody from the left. If I won't accept their views, if I won't embrace their views, their opinions, their beliefs, if I, you know, have the audacity to speak out against them or try to explain to them why I disagree, why I have different opinions, why my faith doesn't allow me to think that way, I am the one that is attacked and condemned and judged and ostracized and you name it. That's typically what I see. And this is where society's got it wrong. I think we all should be able to have different opinions. And I don't think the Bible tells us. I think if we could really go back and understand that translation better, I don't think the Bible tells us not to judge, because I think that's impossible. Mankind is going to be judgmental. But we don't condemn. We don't treat people wrong because they have different beliefs, different views. Ultimately, God is going to decide. Those people are going to have to stand before their maker one day, and he is going to decide what kind of life they led, and is it worthy? Is it worthy of the kingdom of heaven? So, yes, we judge. And I think that's okay to say that. It's okay to do that. And I do think that that's a defense mechanism that has probably saved lives in the past. But you still have to treat everybody like a human. And so, getting back to this Patriot prayer walk, well, everybody assumed it was going to be this big patriotic event. And from the get-go, I wanted to make sure that everybody is welcome. We were being inclusive. There's a hot button word, inclusivity, right? We were being inclusive to everybody because we wanted everybody to attend. We wanted to be welcoming, and we just wanted to have an uplifting message and just raise Jesus up and praise him. Thank God that we are born here in the United States, that we wake up here in the United States every single day. And really, a lot of the blessings that we have that we take for granted, we wanted to make sure that we were thanking our Lord and Savior for those blessings. And then asking for help as a nation. We are in a tough place. And it doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. It's tough for everybody right now. It's tough for Americans right now. And I think we need repentance. And we need to ask for that help, and we need to ask for forgiveness, and we need to acknowledge that we've been wrong. We need to acknowledge that if we're on the left, that, you know what, I might be wrong on some of the things I think and believe or some of the things I've done. If I'm on the right, I need to be willing to admit, you know what, I was wrong about that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have treated those people differently. I shouldn't have engaged in that type of conversation or argument. Or I could be more open-minded. I could be more accepting of other people's beliefs, other people's views. And so I think both sides are equally guilty. And so really what this day was about, this prayer walk, was asking for help. How do we get through that? Asking to be better human beings. How do we do better tomorrow than we did today? And then uplifting our spirits and knowing that there's hope and letting the community know it doesn't matter where you come, what walk of life you're from, what your personal beliefs are, what your ideology is, what your race, religion, color, creed. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. We wanted everybody in the community to know that, you know what, we're all struggling, we're all broken, and we are all here today for each other. We're all here to lift people up. And we have somebody that can help us get there. And so it was just a really positive experience. I'm out of time right now, folks. Don't turn that dial. I'll be right back here with you on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I am your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be here on Saturday afternoon with you guys. I was just starting to talk about the prayer walk we did. We did one in Dallas. It coincided with the one that they did in Washington, D.C., and Franklin Graham basically walked through the Capitol and prayed for our nation along the way. And we wanted to do that locally in our community. And it was just awesome because we had a great turnout and people were in the right state of mind and everybody was respectful and kind with each other. There was no bickering. There was no counter protest. It was just a really neat, uplifting experience. And it just reminded me that we need to try to be more positive as a country and not dwell on the bad things so often, so much. I'm not telling you to put your head in the sand and not engage. We have to be vigilant. We desperately have to engage. We have to be prepared. We are in a battle, but we also have to count our blessings and we have to take the time, take a moment to suck it all in and enjoy people and laugh and love and smile and spend it with your friends and your family and meet a stranger and get to know them and try to understand them and reach out across the aisle to somebody you know you typically would disagree with. And spark up a conversation about the weather and see where it leads. And that's what we did in Dallas. And it was pretty awesome. It was pretty amazing. Like I said, we had a good turnout. And it was just a good reminder to the community that at the end of the day, especially in these small communities, it might be harder in a big community like Portland, Seattle, New York, Chicago. But in our small rural communities, the reminder is at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat, right? And if our community fails, we're all going down. If that ship sinks, we're all going down with it. And so we have to find some common ground and some civility. And we have to remember, you know, if we lose our humanity, there's nothing left to fight for. And it was all for nothing. So enjoy each other. Get out there and praise God. And you know, have fellowship wherever and whenever you can. Don't let the government tell you you can't meet and worship. Don't let them shut your churches down. Go somewhere else. Find a place to get together. It doesn't have to be with your whole entire congregation, but get together with members of your community and do what God tells us we should be doing. And if you're hesitant on that, if you're worried about breaking any of Dictator Brown's mandates, if you're worried about the social distancing or the face masks, just look around the world. Look at these Christians that aren't afraid, but they have everything to lose. Look at these Christians in China that have to secretly practice their religion and hide their Bibles, and if they're caught, they're going to the gulags and put into these work camps or worse. Look at these Christians that are in, you know, these Middle Eastern countries that have had to hide their faith and practice it secretly. And I'm telling you, my friends, if they can figure out how to do it there under the threat of losing everything, up to and including their life, having their families slaughtered, if they can do it, if they're willing to do it, if they have that kind of courage, if they're willing to stick their neck out there, yet you're sitting at home afraid to worship in the United States of America because Kate Brown says no. Do you understand? Did I just paint a crystal clear picture for you of the reality? What's happening under her tyranny, her dictatorship, and what she's done to us sheep? The memories we're missing out on. The lives that have been lost because of these mandates, because of depression, because of abuse, because of drug overdose and alcoholism. That is far greater than the threat of COVID. And it's a shame that we so willingly, so eagerly cowered down. And what did we do? We gave up our freedom. My friends, my fellow patriots, we live in the United States of America, land of the free and home of the brave. And we have people from third world countries that have nothing, that are hungry every day, that are literally at rock bottom, and they are still finding a way to practice their faith and worship our God, facing their fears and looking death in the eye and saying, I'm okay with that. This is bigger than my life. My eternal life, my salvation is more important than anything that man could threaten me with, than anything that the government could strip from me. Being right with my Maker, standing there and being judged by Him is more important than anything Kate Brown's tyranny, Kate Brown's regime, Kate Brown's brown shirts could do to me or take away from me. United States of America, home of the brave, land of the free. Come on. It's time for us to make a stand. It's time for us to say enough is enough. And we can no longer allow her to strip us from living. Stick with me. I'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mickey Garris, and thank you for joining us on this wet Saturday afternoon. I was just talking about how there's a lot of good things in life that we have blessings that we overlook, and being in this country is one of them, and the freedom that we've been blessed with and given, that we've experienced our entire life up until maybe recently. And, you know, freedom isn't free. We know that. And we know the sacrifices so many proud Americans have given and done for this nation and to ensure our freedom, to protect our freedom. We know what our founding fathers did for us and the blood that was lost over the years in every battle. And freedom's something we're going to constantly have to fight for, because there's always going to be evil and there's always going to be people that try to take it from us. There's always going to be these power-hungry individuals that want to be in charge no matter what the cost, no matter what they have to do. And we cannot fall into that trap. We cannot be scared. We get complacent in our lives because we do have it so easy in this country. And I was painting the picture of, look at these people in these third world countries that if they're caught practicing Christianity, if they're caught worshiping Jesus Christ, they are literally put to death. Yet they do it every day because that is greater, that is more important than their own life. And then we're, you know, comparing that to the United States right now, and we're supposed to be the biggest, the best, the most free, and we're hiding in our houses afraid of COVID-19, and we won't get out and worship our God, and we won't get out and enjoy fellowship with our friends and family and our neighbors. We won't send our kids to school, for Christ's sakes. Come on. Enough is enough. We can't be afraid of these tyrants anymore. The tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and the blood of tyrants. And that's where I'm at. We can't put up with these mandates, these unconstitutional mandates, and allow her to dictate to us. The problem is we need to stand together. We all need to stand at once. We need to be united. We all need to say no more and take our freedom back. You can't just let the lone restaurant go at it all by themselves. You can't let the hair salon take this fight all by herself, their selves. Because alone, they're not big enough. The government will sweep them under the rug. They will lose everything they have. They will go to jail. They will lose their businesses. They will be fined. And they won't have made a bit of a difference. If we're going to make a change, if we're going to win this thing, if we're going to get our lives back, if we're going to put our kids back in school where they belong, if we're going to get back into the churches where we belong, if we're going to be able to get outside without wearing a muzzle over our faces, we all have to be on the same page. We all have to unite. It's got to be all or nothing. That's just the way it is. We can't afford to sit by any longer and let tyranny rule the day. And you know what? We have a fighter in Washington, D.C. We have a fighter in Donald Trump, and he has done everything he can to defend our rights, to keep us free, to protect our religion, protect our Second Amendment, and God bless him to protect life, the most precious life, the unborn. We've never had anybody in the White House that has been as strong as Donald Trump on these issues. These are our number one issues, and we have right now the president that is willing to do more and protect them more than any other president ever has in our history. But he can't do it alone either. We've got to be there for him. Look at the amazing things he's already done. His choice for the RBG replacement, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that Supreme Court Justice, Amy Barrett, holy smokes. She is the female Scalia. The female Scalia. If this appointment was the only reason to have Donald Trump as president, it was the right reason. If that's all he did, it was the best thing he could have done for this nation. With this lady, he has a home run. And this isn't his first home run. I said the same thing about his other two picks. He has upheld our values. He has fought for the Constitution, and he has done what he said he would do with his nominations for the Supreme Court. Now, don't you think this timing is strange? I mean, right before the election, Ruth passes away. I don't want to read too much into it, but to me, it solidifies that there is definitely a higher power at work. And as impossible as it was for Donald J. Trump to become our president, he is our president. He beat the odds. The fact that we're going into one of the most hostile times that we have ever witnessed in our country before, that we are so divided, and now more than ever, we need a strong court, somebody that not only can confirm the election results after this next election in November, but somebody that will be there for generations, decades, to fight for our values and our rights and uphold the Constitution, the actual Constitution, and not legislate from the bench. And once again, Donald Trump has delivered, and the timing to me is, it's amazing. Again, it's got to be, in my mind, it just feels divine. It feels like everything is happening at the right times when we needed it to happen the most, when it was important, and the pieces are falling into place just perfect. Now, we still have a big battle on our hands, and like I said, our president can't do it alone. He needs our help, and we need to start with our states. We need to start with our states. You need to keep your freedom. We need freedom of religion. You know why? Because we need God more than anything right now. We need prayer. Why do you think she's keeping us from going to church? Why do you think the mandates exist when there is no data that backs them up anymore? Remember, we've got to do this just for a couple weeks to flatten the curve. We're just flattening the curve for a couple weeks and then we'll go back to normal. Well, geez, how many months has it been now? How many months has it been? The curve has been flattened. We're not exploding at the hospitals with people that have COVID. 200,000 COVID cases in the United States. That's the number the media keeps talking about. 200,000. More than any other country. 200,000. United States has failed in how they've handled the COVID crisis. 200,000 people. That's not 200,000 people that died because of COVID. It's 200,000 people that have died that also had COVID. Many of those people we now know was going to die no matter what. They just happened to have COVID as well when they died. They probably got COVID because they already had a weakened, compromised immune system. But again, we're being lied to by the left, lied to by the media. It's made to sound so awful to keep us afraid, but the reality is they're driving fear down our throats because they themselves are terrified. They're terrified of the silent majority. They're terrified of the patriots. They're terrified of the outsider, Donald Trump, that beat all odds and became president of the United States and has done more for capitalism, has done more for Christians, has done more for life than any other president we've had, has done more for the black community, has done more for the gay community. There's no reason not to like this man. You know who doesn't like him? The old guard, the elites, the oligarchs that have been in control in Washington for generations and generations. They don't like him. And they are telling you not to like him. But if you look at what he's done for you, if you look at what he's done for your family, if you look at what he's done for your community, there is no reason for anybody not to like him. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. Guaranteed, because of Donald Trump's policies, your life is better today. And the hatred is not coming from Donald Trump. The divisiveness, that's not coming from the right. That's not coming from patriots. When was the last time you heard a Democrat say anything good about this country? Your life is not nearly as bad as they are telling you that it is. Think about that. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be here. And time flies when you're having fun, right? I love talking to you guys. I love discussing the issues of the week. My biggest beef is I get on a roll. I come in here. I do my prep work. It takes me about 3-4 hours to figure out what I'm going to do for the weekly show. It's ever changing because the news cycle is just so fast anymore, and just news at your fingertips instantly because of the Webernets and all that stuff. And I get my topics, and I know I'm going to cover one topic each segment, and then I end up talking for 4 segments on one topic and never get to 3/4 of my show. So I do apologize. I could talk really fast if that would help, and I could make sure things... No, I can't do that. It is what it is. We're just going to have to get a longer show, I think. Remember, though, you can always follow the show at my Facebook page, Patriot Uprising Radio. You can also send me an email, mickey@kslm.news. I like to get information that way from people. And but the Facebook page, make sure that you like that. Make sure that you share that. And a lot of the show's topics, I end up putting the news articles that correlate to what I'm talking about. And just a lot of good information for you guys. Some funny stuff for you guys to look at and read. But yeah, follow that page and make sure that you share it with your friends. One of the things I wanted to talk about is Kate Brown and her hypocrisy, what she's doing this week, what she's doing today, as a matter of fact, to the Patriot prayer groups and the Proud Boys. That it started out several weeks ago. They filed for permits to have a gathering in the downtown Portland area, and their permits were denied. The excuse was COVID. So if you're Antifa or BLM, you don't even need to file for permits. You show up. You know, bring some baseball bats, bring some shields, you know, doesn't matter what you are. You can bring a milk jug full of feces if you want to. Break windows, smash cars, burn, loot, assault people, throw feces on our law enforcement. That's okay. No permit necessary. And guess what? There will be no consequences. Multnomah County DA, go for it. Kids will be kids. You guys have fun destroying Portland and breaking the law. But if you are from the right, if you're affiliated with the right at all, if you wear a MAGA hat, if your hat is red, if you read about Donald Trump at one time in your life, you are labeled. You are a racist. You are a rioter, a terrorist, a troublemaker, and you will be denied. You will be held accountable. There will be consequences just because you, God forbid, sucked the same air that we sucked. That's the way it is. That is the hypocrisy of the left. And that is how Kate Brown's administration is running the show. Ted Wheeler, you know what? That guy, he is a lost bucket of bolts. He is absolutely useless for Portland. I used to say he's dangerous, but I just think he's flat out clueless and dumb. And I don't think he's calling the shots anymore. I just really don't. Kate Brown, I used to think she was dumb, but she scares the hell out of me now because I believe she's a lot smarter than we think she is. And she has orchestrated something that is quite brilliant if you share her beliefs and ideology. She's scary and she's destroying Oregon, but it is 100% intentional. And what's coming should scare everybody. Like I said, if you're on the right, if you're one of these Proud Boy groups or Patriot Prayer groups, and let me tell you something, I don't always agree with all their antics. I don't 100% line up with the things they do or say sometimes. I'm not in lockstep with them. Have they made mistakes in the past? Yeah, they have. But for the most part, I don't think they're close to anything like we've seen with BLM or Antifa. And typically they show up when people need help, when there's people being attacked and law enforcement aren't doing anything about it. Then they show up to defend their community. Now, do they do things in those moments that maybe they shouldn't do? I don't know. You know, if there's no law there, if nobody's upholding the law and people are being violated and assaulted and their businesses are destroyed, Patriots need to do what patriots need to do. Brave men need to stand up. Good men need to do things. Sometimes good men need to commit acts of violence. Sometimes the only way to have peace is to first have violence. That's a fact. I would argue that there's probably never been peace without violence first. Now, I'm not saying go out and be violent, but I am saying there is a time and a place for it, and sometimes you have to do what's right and you have to make a stand. Sometimes that stand might technically be against the law. But in those moments, you have to make those choices. Now, the Proud Boys and the Patriot Prayer people, they got denied because of COVID their permit. But they're planning on coming to Portland anyway. So we've had over 120 days of riots with Antifa and BLM. And Kate Brown has been absent. They haven't let the police do anything in there. The police have had their hands tied behind their backs. They haven't been able to use the pepper spray or the CS gas or anything like that. And state police have been told to leave them alone, stay out. But now, because a conservative group is coming, Kate Brown says state police are activated. They're in there. They're going to help Portland police. Multnomah County is going to be in there. And we are going to approve the use of CS gas. So if you're one of Kate Brown's enemies, if you're a thorn in her side, if you're somebody that has a different belief and ideology than she does, if you're somebody that's going to campaign against her, rally against her, protest against her, stand up for her lawlessness, stand up against her tyranny, she's okay with using her police and opening up tactics that weeks before they deemed were inhumane and unnecessary and would not allow them to use on the Antifa folks. But now, if you are a Patriot Prayer Warrior, or if you are Proud Boys and you're standing up for the United States, for our Constitution, for our freedom, and for your neighbor, for your citizens, now the police are coming after you. And yes, they're allowed to use these tactics that were deemed inhumane weeks ago, but they can be used now on you. If that doesn't spell it out for you, Oregon, I don't know what the hell is going to. It doesn't matter what side you're on. That hypocrisy should piss everybody off. And that's the God honest truth. Where's the nutless Wonder Wheeler? Where is he? Remember, he was crying. He got pepper sprayed. Oh, my eyes. I went down there to make peace and I got pepper sprayed. Come on, nutless Wonder Wheeler. Where are you? How come you're not standing up and saying, wait a second, we don't want any of this CS gas in Portland. It hurt people. It hurt me. It's bad for the environment. Remember, all the environmentalists were coming out saying, we need to study the effects of the CS gas and see how that is releasing emissions into the atmosphere that's hurting our environment. Global warming is going to be because the police use CS gas in Portland. In the meantime, half the state's burning down. Nobody can see a foot in front of their face because of the forest fire smoke. Antifa probably started some of those fires, okay? But, you know, that's taboo. We can't talk about that. But, yeah, half the state is burning from the forest fire smoke. We can't see a foot in front of our face. We can't breathe when we go outside. For the first time, wearing a mask outside makes sense. And they're saying, no CS gas because it's going to hurt the environment. Hypocrisy and stupidity at its finest. Love you guys. Stay vigilant. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.